弟兄姐妹朋友们平安，很高兴在有机会跟大家分享信息。
Peace to the brother and sister, and I'm glad to be here to share the message with the brother and sister.
最近这一个新的一年啊，很多事情。
There's a lot of things happened during the new year.
我们也看到风霜雪雨。
We've seen the snow, we saw the tsunami, there's a lot of things happening. We want to thank Lord for His blessing and protection, and make peace with everybody. The message I'm going to share with you today is in the Old Testament.
我们知道旧约里面有许多的先知书
And there's a lot, there's quite a few of prophets.
那么每一本先知书都充满了神的恩典祝福教导默示话语还有能力
And there's every single book of the prophecies full of God's revelation, grace and mercy.
今天我要跟各位分享的是有一本先知书是哈巴谷书它只有短短的三个 chapter
The book of Habakkuk is only three chapters.
这个时候，此时此刻，特别令我感触。
There's this particular moment I was very much touched by this book.
我们知道哈巴谷先知他是跟这个南国犹大王约雅敬还有耶利米先知是同一个时期的人。
Prophet Habakkuk is the person the same.Same time with the prophet in South Kingdom of Judah of Jeremiah
是
and Jeremiah the same time
大概是主前六百年的时候
around 600 BC
那个时候北国以色列已经灭亡了被亚述帝国把它消灭掉了
Northern Kingdom of Israel has been defeated byAssyria.
那么南国犹大则围在旦夕。
South Kingdom Judah is at a time with at a moment will be defeated.
那个时候，那个巴比伦帝国，也就是加勒底帝国，那个时候在主前612年，他把亚述的首都尼尼微打下来了。
Babylon defeated the capital of Assyria.Nineveh at 612 BC.
所以巴比伦一要成为一个新兴的强国。
Babylon becomes the new block, new kid at block.
而且在主前605年，甚至于把埃及都打败。
At 605 BC, it defeated Egypt.
那个时候哈巴谷就预言说犹大国将要被侵略。
Habakkuk has prophesied the South Kingdom Judah will be conquered by
Babylon. 而且在主前586年的时候，他亲眼看到耶路撒冷城被打破，而且看到圣殿被毁坏掉。
At 586 BC, he saw with his own eyes that Jerusalem has been defeated and the Holy Temple has been crushed.
被巴比伦帝国把它打败打垮
by Babylon
顺便一提就是那个时候呢巴比伦帝国在大概在主前539年就被波斯帝国又把它消灭掉
530 BC Babylon defeated Persia country of Persia
那么波斯帝国大概在主前4500年的时候又有一个所谓的希腊的亚历山大帝又兴起来后来罗马帝国又兴起来又把他们统统打掉
Around 400 or 500 BC Persia defeated Greeks and then
Roman
Empire has been established
Alexandra 那么罗马帝国就演变成今天的所谓的欧洲列强
The Emperor of Roma becomes the foundation of theEuropean nations of today.
这就是我们看到的但以理他所看到的一个大象。那个大象有金的头，有银的胸，有铜的腹，有铁的腿， 还有脚呢，半泥半铁的，还有脚十个脚趾头。
It's been prophesied in the book of Daniel that he saw a statue, huge statue with goat head, silver chest, copper belly, iron legs, and 10 toes, made of half mud and half iron.
那么金的头就是巴比伦帝国。
And goat head represents Babylon.
银胸就是马代波斯帝国。
And silver chest means Persia.
铜的腹就是希腊亚历山大帝。
Copper leg meaning Greek king of Alexandria.
那么铁的腿就是罗马帝国。
Iron legs represent Rome.
那十个脚趾头就是那个欧盟最早的十个创始国。
Ten toes meaning the ten countries, the original country of Europe Union.
但是这是我是顺便一提。今天我主要的讲题是要哈巴谷书里面他讲说从守望一直祷告到复兴。
The main message from the book of Habakkuk is from watching prayer to the spiritual revival.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
让我们今天有机会在你的面前来研读分享你的话。
We have an opportunity today to study your word.
请你的圣灵与我们同在。
Let your spirit be with us today.
带领我们每一位弟兄姐妹与朋友们。
Lead us to.
相信主耶稣，你的圣灵与我们同在，我们就必定再一次被你所得着。
We believe that the Holy Spirit is with us, and we will be able to.Study your words.
主耶稣，我们就谢谢你。
Thank you.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray. Amen.
我刚才说这个南国犹大。
South Kingdom Judah.
南国犹大有两次的大复兴。
There's two spiritual revival.
第一次是在西西家王的时候，那是主前七百年。
Around 700 BC, the first revival happened. The emperor of Sicilia.
那么第二次就是约西亚王的时候，主前630年的时候。
Around 630 BC, the second spiritual revival happened in the king of Hosea.
在列王记下第22章，他这么记载着，说约西亚王他8岁的时候登基做王。
King of Hosea has become a king at age of 8.
那他行耶和华神眼中看为正的事情。
He became a righteous man in God.
他在26岁的时候，他就下令要清理圣殿，要重新 remodel 圣殿，修复圣殿。
At age of 26, he decided to remodel the holy temple.
结果就找到了律法书。
And he found the book of law.
约西亚王他就撕裂了衣服，求告耶和华的名。
Hosea torn off his clothing and cry out to the Lord.
这里说求告耶和华的名，就是说他呼求耶和华，他向耶和华神祷告。
He cried out to the Lord and prayer.
所以他就为国家带来了复兴，造成了百姓的灵命的复兴。
He brought the blessing to his country and to the people of his country in the spiritual revival.
可惜他在米吉多跟埃及打仗的时候阵亡掉。
He was defeated by Egyptian and he was dead.
享年39岁。
At age of 39.
约西亚王他的复兴是短暂。
The spiritual revival at the king of Hosea was very short.
那么犹大的百姓呢，很快又陷入了最终。
The people of Judah has been sinned again.
离弃了耶和华。
Left God.
所以哈巴谷他面对这种百姓还有国家这么低微这么衰败的光景，他心里面起了一个大大的挣扎。
Habakkuk was in deep struggle in the depression, spiritual depression period.
他先是责问神。
He questioned the God.
说我们百姓这么低落，这么荒唐，这么衰败，神啊，你为什么不来帮助我们，不来给我们一个教训？
How could you not come to help us?
他觉得神很不公义，让这些事情发生。
He complained to the Lord that the Lord is not fair.
然后神跟他说，
And God told him,
我要兴起 加勒底人来惩罚犹大人，惩罚以色列人。
I want to revive Babylon people to punish
the people. 加勒底国就是巴比伦帝国。当他听到这个的时候，他又开始心里面很不愉快，他就跟神说
，When he heard that, he's not very happy.
他说：“你怎么让一个充满罪恶的国家来攻打神的选民呢
？”How could you let a country full of sin to punish God's chosen people?
哈巴谷在绝望中，他很感慨，也很无奈地说
，And Habakkuk is in a deep hopelessness and said to Lord.
他说：“恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何寂寞不语呢？”这是
He said, "Why then do you talk over the treacherous? Why are you silent? Why the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves?"
我们就看得到哈巴谷这个先知，他心里面的挣扎，还有他的与神的争执，还有他的绝望，还有他的无奈。
We can see the struggle that Habakkuk was experienced and the argument he had with the Lord and also the deep hopelessness and the helplessness he experienced.
那我们基督徒呢，我们生命中也有很多的挣扎、绝望还有无奈。
It's the same experience we're experiencing today as a Christian, the struggles and the hopelessness.
那么最明显的就是在刚才我们一开始念的保罗，他的罗马书第七章他讲的。
Was described in the book of Romans was as said by Paul, Apostle Paul.
保罗他讲说，我想要做的善事我做不出来，我不想做的恶事我就拼命做。
But what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
最后保罗他很绝望也无奈的说，有谁能够让我脱离我那个必死的身躯呢？
And then the end, he said, a great depression, but I can see another law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, raging war against the law of my body.
那么我自己也知道，我们基督徒，譬如说我自己也有很多的挣扎、无奈还有绝望。
There's a lot of struggles we are experiencing today.
我也常常做错事情。
We do a lot of wrong things.
我相信基督徒在这个生命的过程里面，在我们成圣的过程里面，我们会经历到这些事情。
We have to experience in those things, when we become, in the process of becoming a righteous person.
但是感谢赞美神，因为神的恩典仍然与我们同在。
Thank the Lord, God's grace has been with us.
哈巴谷在绝望、在挣扎、无奈之后，他怎么样呢？
What happened after his struggle?
就在这个时候，圣灵就光照他。
And at that particular moment, Holy Spirit.
哈巴谷他的心意就起了变化，他的生命就渴望复兴。
And his mind has been changed, and his life has been changed.
这就在哈巴谷书的第二章，他就说，他说我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可用什么话向他诉冤。
In the chapter 2 of Habakkuk, he said to Lord, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to his complaint.
就是哈巴谷他放下了自己，他就完全的信靠仰望神，不再与神争执的时候。
And he put on himself and put his whole self to Lord's hand.
神就开始动工了。
And God started to work on him.
昨天天气很冷，我所以没有怎么出去。
Yesterday was very cold, I did not go out.
我说天气很冷，那么我就发现怎么在家里面越坐越冷。
I was feel even colder when I sit around at my house.
那么我说怎么回事？结果我发现那个电热器那个 furnace 坏掉了，没有火。
I find out that our furnace is broke out.
我就说惨了，这个天气这么冷，怎么办？
And I was worried that what can I do, you know, in such a cold weather.
那么我就按照那个说明书，就把它一步一步关掉。
And I was looking for this instruction, try to figure out on my own.
我就再按照它一步一步打开。
And I was going step by step and try to put everything back together.
但是试了好几次。
And tried a couple times.
就是火就不起来。
And didn't work out.
就没有电人，没有瓦斯，那个 furnace 就不工作。
And furnace still not working.
我就想说，哎呀，这下惨了，怎么办呢
？And I feel depressed.
我就说我先去吃饭好了。
I said to myself, let me go have dinner first.
然后我说我吃完饭我就最后再试一次，再不行我就要打电话叫人来了。
And I'll try again after dinner, and if it's not working, I'm going to call up somebody.
我就随便吃了，刨了两口饭。
And I had a couple bites.
然后我就要去再来把它打开。
And I'll retry it again.
就玲玲跟我说，我们先祷告一下。
Then Lingling was telling me, let's pray first.
所以我们两个就走到车房里面。
And we went to the garage.
这两个大人。然后就举着手就按了那个 heater.
We pray towards the heater.
Burners. 我们就祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，叫他等一下一开就起来。
In Lord Jesus' name, we want to start the furnace.
结果我们就一步一步也是照着做。
We still step by step.
砰的一下就起来了。
And furnace.
这就是神的嘛。当我们交给神的时候。神就来帮你把这事情做好。
If we put everything in God's hand, God will help us.
啊，我就心里想说，真是神动工的时候，我们人不需要花多少力量。
And I thought to myself, if God really works,
圣经上面圣经讲说，
That's,
我们的一根头发如果不是神允许，它都不会掉下来的。
And it was said in the Bible that even one hair, one slice of hair on our head, if it's not permit by God, the hair would not fall out.
所以我相信哈巴谷他的心意路程就好像我自己经历一样，当他交托仰望的是神的时候，神就带领他。
So I think that experience that Habakkuk was experienced is the same as we did. So we put everything in God's hand. God will work.
所以那个时候神就跟他说，为义人并因信得生。
So God told Habakkuk that the righteous will live by his faith.
这就是旧约的因信称义。
And this is actually this is what the faith
justification.
Justification by faith was described in the Old Testament.
保罗在新约里面他讲因信称义，他也用了好几段这个哈巴谷说的为义人必因信得生。
Paul echoed same thing in the New Testament.
哈巴谷他的心意路程如此，近代我刚才说守望祷告，近代有一批守望祷告者，他们的心意路程也是如此。
The same experienced by the people in recent years, how to watch prayer and how to lead the spiritual revival.
在1727年有24对摩拉维亚的弟兄姐妹，他们开始了守望祷告。
There's 24 pairs of brothers and sisters from Noavia started the watch prayer.
守望祷告它意思是说怎么样？24小时不停的祷告。
Watch prayer meaning pray unceasingly for 24 hours.
所以最少要有24对嘛。
And that's why we need 24 pairs. So every pair pray for 1 hour.
后来人数越来越多。
And the numbers of people start increasing.
他们就不停地祷告。
They keep praying.
24小时每天都祷告。
For 24 hours.
你猜他们祷告了多久啊？
Guess last for how long?
是不是一年？
1 year.
或者五年？
5 years.
或者是十年？
Or 10 years.
他们足足祷告了100年。
They prayed for 100 years.
是摩拉维亚的弟兄。
And the brothers from the Noavia.
那么这100年就造成了神国的大复兴。
And the 100 years actually led.
前前后后各样各式的复兴。摩拉维亚这个弟兄这个守望祷告村呢，实际上是从一个富有的少年人，他的名字叫做清清多夫 Singsingdorf.
Singsingdorf actually started this village of.Watch prayer.
我说他是一个富有的少年人。
He's a very young, rich man.
因为你记得圣经上面有讲说一个富有的少年官。
There's a similar young, rich official was mentioned in the Bible.
他来到耶稣的面前说，我这些都做了，我还要做什么？
He came to Jesus and asked him, I've done everything I can, what else I can do?
耶稣说，你要放下所有来跟随我。
And the Lord told him to put on everything you have and just follow me.
结果这个富有的少年官就忧忧愁愁地走了。
And this young official left.
他没有跟随耶稣，因为他舍不得。
He did not follow Jesus.
他的荣华富贵，他的财产。
Because he did not want to give up his wealth.
但是这个清新多夫呢，他有钱，年轻，他被神得着以后，他就抛下所有，就买了一个地方，建立了所谓的守望村。
This young man, Sinsendorf, actually was touched by God, and he sold everything he has and started this village. It's called the Village of Watch Prayer.
他就供人家吃住在村里面，每天不停地祷告。
He provided everything the food, everything people need in this village, and praying unceasingly.
我刚才说祷告了一百年，兴起了欧洲的大复兴等等。
They prayed for 100 years and started the spiritual revival in Europe.
各位知道有一位很有名的叫做约翰卫斯利。
We know there's a very famous preacher. His name is John Wesley.
那么他本来是一个圣公会的传道人。
He was a member.
Was a preacher of Episcopal Church.
He's a preacher of Episcopal Church.
Yeah. 那么那个时候，刚刚开始发现新大陆的时候，那么他到美洲来向印第安人传福音。
He started his preach when America became independent. He came to U.S. to preach to those Indians.
结果没有果效，就他就很沮丧地回到英国去。
There's no results, so he went back to Britain.
那么他在回英国的船上碰到了大风浪。
And on his way back, his ship was rocked by the storm.
所以他看到船上人家大家都惊慌啊，他自己也很害怕。
And everybody was in huge panic, and so was he.
结果他看到一群那个摩拉维亚的弟兄在那边唱歌赞美神。
A bunch of brother sister of Norwegia was singing to the Lord.
他们说神啊神啊，你是要来接我回天家，我们就感谢赞美你。
They're singing, say, well, I want to thank the Lord. It's time for you to take us home.
他听了这个，他自己都很不好意思。
And he was embarrassed.
因为他想说，他们怎么会有这么大的信心？那我怎么没有这种信心？我信神信了一辈子，我还是传道人，但是我从来没有觉得说我要风浪死了，是神要接我回天家，是美好的事情呢？
And how could I have not kind of that level of faith that these brothers and sisters had?
所以他就深受感动，也深深的自责。
And he was deeply touched and also very ashamed of himself.
他就向神认罪悔改。
And he prayed to the Lord and asked for his forgiveness.
所以他从此他的生命就不一样。
And afterwards his life was changed completely.
后来他就跟这个 George Whitefield 就造成了英国的大复兴。
And himself and George Whitefield was led Europe spiritual revival in Europe.
我们刚才说哈巴谷，他先是跟神有挣扎，然后他的心理路程，他开始一个守望祷告。
And as we mentioned earlier, Habakkuk started arguing with Lord God, and then he started watch prayer.
到了第三章的时候，那神跟他讲，就把一个对以色列人的应许这个信息再告诉哈巴谷。
And at chapter 3, God told Habakkuk again what's God's promise to the people in Israel.
哈巴谷先知就战惊惶恐地向神呼求。
And Habakkuk trembled in front of God.
他说：“耶和华啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。”
He asked God to.
三章二节。
Oh Lord, I have heard your name. I stand in all of your deeds, O Lord. Renew your name in our day, in our time. Make them know. In wrath, remember mercy.
这里就哈巴谷就讲得很明白，复兴是神的作为。
And as Habakkuk mentioned, it is God's work. Our spiritual rival. We're only human beings. The only thing we can do is prayer and wait.
神必定会带领我们，会拯救我们。
And Lord will lead us and will save us.
哈巴谷他也知道，他知道神在施行拯救，神在施行复兴的时候，他一定会经过一些苦难。他先要做拆除，先要做破坏的工作。
And Habakkuk knows that during the process of rebuilding, Lord has to clean, destroy first.
就是这就是耶利米先知他说的，他说看哪、啊、我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆，也要建立栽植。
As mentioned in the book of Jeremiah was mentioned, see today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
所以哈巴谷求神要怜悯他们。
So Habakkuk asked God to give mercy to them.
近代有一个最有名的一个大复兴。
The most recent spiritual revival.
就是乌干达的大复兴。
It's under revival in the country of Uganda.
在乌干达是1894年的时候，它是英国的殖民地。
It was a colony of Britain in 1894.
1962年独立，1971年阿敏夺得政权。
It became independent in 1962 and in 1971, Amin became in power.
这个阿敏不是阿门，他是一个回教徒。
Amin is a Muslim.
全国只有3%的回教徒。
Though there's only 3% of the population was Muslim.
但是他就用回教来立国。
And Amin used Muslim as founding religious religion.
所以他逼迫而且杀害基督徒，将近100万基督徒。
He oppressed and killed Christian up to a million.
所以很多人就逃离乌干达。
A lot of Christian fled Uganda.
那有很多的基督徒就躲到西部的丛林里面去。
And there's some Christian hidden in the forest.
他们就全天候的祷告。
And they pray all day long.
结果1979年，阿敏就下台了。
In 1979, Amin was overthrown.
就跟着就有六年的内战。
The 6 years civil war afterwards.
Bloody civil war.
Bloody civil war.
血腥的内战。结果这六年打下来呢？整个国家陷入了 disaster 大灾难。
And it was become a disaster after 6 years.
通货膨胀是500%。
Inflation became 500%.
有的东西是1000%。
Some stuff is 1000%.
全国有1/3的人有艾滋病。
Third population has AIDS.
那个时候世界卫生组织就预言了，
The World Health Organization.
就是说到了1979年，这个国家会从世界地图上面消灭掉。
The whole country will be wiped out by the year of 1979.
因为他们预言到了1979年呢，1/3的人要死于艾滋病。
They predict a third of people will be died from AIDS.
1/3的人会活在痛苦、疾病、穷困之中。
A third people will be living in poverty.
另外1/3根本没有办法负担这些。
And the third people cannot afford any the financial responsibility.
所以那个新上台的乌干达的政府呢，在走投无路，就来向基督徒，来向他们求。
So, the newly formed Uganda government asked for help from Christian church.
他问他们说：“你们能够为乌干达找出一条新的路吗
？”Is there any newhope or new road that you can direct Uganda?
我们也是基督徒。你相信教会能够做什么吗
？And what a Christian church can do for?
那个时候教会也是非常穷。
And the church itself is very poor.
唯一做的事情就是什么
？The only thing they can do
就是祷告。
Is to pray.
啊，那个时候神也非常恩待乌干达。
And God has been very gracious with.
他就兴起了一个年轻的传道人
，and he used a young man
叫做莫琳达 ，Melinda。
Melinda。
那么这个人神兴起他呢，后来 他被称作叫做非洲的使徒。
As later he was referred as apostle in Africa.
他自己就开始了90天的禁食祷告。
And he started the fasting and prayer of 90 days.
跟着又有好几百个基督徒跟他一起又行了60天的禁食祷告。
And afterwards this couple hundred people Christian followed him. They did fasting in 60 days.
跟着又有几千名基督徒跟他一起做了40天的禁食祷告。
Another couple thousand Christians followed him. Again, they started the fasting of another 40 days.
所以全国就点燃了复兴祷告的火。
And the whole nation was lit up with the fire of spiritual revival.
就是家家祷告，人人祷告。
And everybody in every household pray.
结果奇妙的事情就发生了。
And the miracle happened.
神迹就开始发生了。那个总统夫妇也信了基督教。
The couple of the president become Christian.
国会议员都信了基督教。
The congressman become Christian.
这个教会大复兴。
And the church revived.
人家都归向耶稣基督。
And everybody become Christian.
奇妙的事情一件一件就发生。
And miracle happened one after another.
通货膨胀从500%一直掉到6%。
And inflation jumping down from 500% to
6%. 艾滋病患从33%一直掉到6%。
AIDS population from 33% to 6%.
有的教会呢，在两周之内，它本来只有7个人。
Some church increased the numbers from 7 people.
大概七个人，大概是牧师、师母，大概3个小孩，然后。两个不知道哪边跑来的同工还是什么之类，就7个人的一个教会，在2个礼拜一下冲到2000个人。
And increase the number from 7 to 2,000 people in 2 weeks.
就在乌干达发生。
It's in the country of Uganda.
这个是不得了的事情。
Amazing.
就当人在危险患难之中的时候，向神求不断的祷告的时候
，A stopless praying to Lord.
神就开始动工了。
The Lord will do His work.
好，哈巴谷他经过了挣扎。
And Habakkuk, after his struggle,
他经过了守望的祷告。
After watch prayer,
他呼求神的复兴来到。
And he asked for God's spiritual revival.
跟着怎么样呢
？And what then?
哈巴谷就完全的放下来，他就做了一个信心的宣告。
And he proclaimed himself in front of the Lord.
这是在哈巴谷书3章最后面，他说：“虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛，然而我还要因耶和华欢呼，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。”
It's in the chapter 3 towards the end, Habakkuk proclaimed to the Lord, Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength, and makes my feet like the feet of deer,He enables me to go on to the heights.
就好像我们说啊，如果说神啊，你把我的健康拿去，你把我的财富拿去，你把我的家人也拿去，但是我还要欢喜快乐，我还要信耶和华，我还要仰仗他。
It's a deeply faith, like, and I will say, Lord, I still praise you and exalt you, even take away everything what I have.
这是何等大的信心呢
？It's a what kind of level of faith?
就好像摩拉维亚的弟兄，当在快要生死患难之间，他们说：“神啊，哦，你要带我回天家，我欢喜，我快乐。
”It's like the brother and sister of Noah, they're still rejoiced at the time that
在人看来不合理的事情呢，在神的手中可以得到完完全全的公义。
It would seem maybe unreasonable by human being, but in God's eyes, it could be completely fair and equitable.
可以得到完全的胜利。
And have full life.
义人只要因信就得称义。
A righteous man, justified by faith.
那么哈巴谷的认罪悔改，还有他的挣扎，他的守望祷告，还有他的苛求复兴，并没有在当时带来国家的复兴，老百姓的灵命的苏醒。
The experience that Habakkuk had, the struggles, the prayer, the watch prayer, and the proclamation in front of God did not bring the spiritual revival at that time.
甚至不多久呢，南国犹大也亡国了。
And even shortly afterwards, the South Kingdom Judah was defeated.
耶路撒冷城被毁了，圣殿也被毁了。
Jerusalem was defeated and the holy temple was crushed.
百姓都被掳走。
And the people were slaved.
一直到主前538年，也就是所谓的回归时期。
In the years of 538 BC.
那个时候尼希米尼亚麦亚他就带领老百姓回归、重建耶路撒冷的城。
Nehemiah brought the people back to Jerusalem and rebuilt the holy temple.
所以他们 return 然后 rebuild.
They return and they rebuild.
个城墙 ，the wall.
Their wall.
就恢复了从前的光景。
And recover.
Restore. 跟着以斯拉，这是一个文士先知，他就看到这个应急的建好了。他就开始建造这个软体，他就开始让人心呢重新 renew， 活出见证来，让复兴 revive 出来了。
The prophet Islam afterwards he started the spiritual revival and
他就恢复律法，他就祷告赞美神，再一次的 renew reform 还有 revive。
Renew, reform, revive. He restored God's law.
是的，就好像我们有的时候看，像说在这个 plateau 伊萨卡地区啊。
It's like we're on the plateau.
那么我有的时候也看到，好像我们的灵魂没有得救，好像都被掳去了一样。
And sometimes I'm seeing that.The people's spirit has not been saved, but been slaved.
所以我说，此时此刻，这哈巴谷书给我的感触最大。
And I was deeply touched by the book of Habakkuk.
因为我看到灵魂都被掳去了。
When I saw all the spirit has been slaved.
所以我也是求神，我要开始为整个帕都地区来守望祷告。
I wanna do the same thing for Plateau.I want to watch prayer for the people in the plateau.
我要来站在守望楼上，向神来问。
I want to stand on top of the watchtower and ask the Lord.
求神来让这些灵魂来归回来。
And ask the Lord to
return
our hearts.
那让所有的人心再一次归向神。
And let our hearts to return to Lord.
所以我们就要开始祷告。
Let's pray.
就好像我们灵灵他的每个月一个祷告。
And let's Linling has a prayer meeting every month.
那首歌讲说，我以祷告来到你的主的跟前。
There's a song.
I come to you in prayer.
We come to you in prayer.
他说，我以祷告来到你的跟前，我要寻求你，我要站在破口之中。在那里我要寻求你，然后第二段他说，主我是软弱及无助，你却是我的力量，以你亲切的手引导我，那就是我的得胜。然后他说，每一次我祷告，我摇动你的手，祷告做的事我的手不能做，每一次我祷告，大山被挪移，道路被铺平，使列国归向。如果我们有一点点的像哈巴谷，
If we have a little like Habakkuk,
我们真的应该要用祷告、用守望来求神国的复兴。
We need to watch prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们赞美你。
We want to exalt you.
主，我们知道你是听祷告的神。
We know that you listen to our prayer.
我们要在你的面前，真是要来不住的祷告。
We want to pray, stoplessly in front of you.
求神 他与我们同在。
And ask the Lord to be with us.
不叫我们远离了神。
Don't let us go astray.
不叫我们蒙蔽了。
Don't let us to be blinded.
求你带领我们。
I'll ask you to lead us.
我们就感谢你。
We want to thank you.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your awesome name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们请起立，我们一起来唱，我以祷告来到你的跟前。信心嫁给我们，也让我们做一个信心。